Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Following the Thomas Randolph case, and if you have not been, it's worth a listen. We're bringing you the courtroom audio day by day as it comes out. I've been doing a deep dive on this, watching The Widower, which was a multi-part Dateline special on it a couple of years ago. Really going into great detail about the depravity of this individual being charged with the murder of his then wife and who he claims was a burglar. It's actually a friend of his that came in and he claims shot his wife and then he shot the burglar in self-defense. Very strange character, Thomas Randolph. Once you get to watch him and know him, he's been described almost as the Tiger King of true crime. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Dr. John Delatorre is with us. John, what's your impression of Thomas Randolph and his psyche?
He's a strange dude, right? The real thing that gets me is that he filmed his own recreation of the event and just kind of did. And it's so awkward and weird. And I think, you know, that there's just so much of theatricality associated with everything that he's doing and everything that he wants people to believe about him, even putting his hair in ponytails and stuff like that. There's just this sense of drama that is associated with him. He's just so peculiar. And I think that video that he made about the recreation is really going to kind of be his undoing in this one. I understand about not allowing previous cases during the guilt innocence phase. I totally understand that, but this is definitely the kind of guy who's done something before.
Without a doubt, very grandiose in his behavior. Is that something that he is, that he portrays just this self sense of greatness? Does that play a role in the possibilities of him having committed multiple murders, not just of this wife and the friend, but also previous ones who have all testified and talked about being threatened to be murdered by him if they survived? The others obviously can't speak for themselves, but others have said that there had been talk of hiring them as hitmen and things of that nature to end the lives of others.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if he's someone that believes that anyone that's next to him, right, a partner, if anyone that's next to him is merely an object for him to kind of show off, the moment that they exhibit any kind of agency, which again, they're human beings, so they have agency. The moment any of them do, that's a full challenge to his potential narcissism or grandiose ideas about himself. Any challenge needs to be met with overwhelming force by those individuals. So there could absolutely be parts where the partner wants to say and have their own thoughts and have their own wants and needs and drives and everything like that. And he's just like, no, I'm going to snuff that out.
I've heard the term hero complex thrown out there about him and his patterns of relationships and coming in, people who, you know, maybe need a little bit of help or just needing in some way, shape, or form, maybe mentally or emotionally, but all of them also having some money, but him swooping in at certain amounts of time, getting life insurance policies, and then they pass. Do you see hero complex being something that it was representative of him? And if so, how?
I don't know that I see the hero complex, because the problem with the hero complex is that you believe yourself to be the hero, so you're not necessarily going to do harm towards the individual, because that's not very hero-like. What I do see again is that if he believes himself to be more grandiose and more narcissistic, if he believes himself to be above other, then those individuals would never be next to someone who also believes that they are above others, because it would be too combative. You would find individuals on the lower rungs, on the people that you can manipulate and coerce, the people who you believe won't challenge you in any way, that keeps you above them. You find people that you know will put you on a pedestal, so that keeps you above them. That's not necessarily a hero, because that's not what a hero wants. But I can see where he's selective and targeting individuals in distress in order to make himself feel better.
Sure. Another just very open-ended question. How on earth did he get away with this for so long? I mean, when you really read about his past and the decades of accusations, I mean, I know he beat a murder charge already in the past, even though there was overwhelming evidence against him. I don't know he'd beat it again today if he was charged for that. But how does one continue to do this over and over with this pattern of behavior and continue to bring people in? And it took this long for him to finally be stopped.
Well, I mean, I think that's a much larger question than I think we have time for. And I think one of the curious things is, here's another aspect of the court system that I think kind of gets missed. Just because you weren't found guilty doesn't mean that you were innocent. It just means that the prosecution was not able to present enough evidence to either get a grand jury indictment or to get a petit jury conviction. But it's certainly possible that police officers and prosecutors have tried over and over again, but he's been clever enough, so to speak, to make sure that there's not any direct evidence and not even any circumstantial evidence to link him to the thing, which can be very frustrating when you know that you're looking at someone who needs to be in prison, but you just don't have the evidence to get him there.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.